President Trump creates terrible distractions to divide and keep the public from attacking the source of many of the world's problems, greed. But after a week of protests against corruption, with over 500,000 peacefully surrounding the governor's palace in Puerto Rico, Governor Ricardo Rosselló resigned in the middle of the night.
Today, Pablo Salva, a longtime listener of the podcast and a bartender in San Juan, joins us to talk about the political revolution taking place in Puerto Rico and what this could mean for mainland Americans and other people living under oppressive oligarchies worldwide.
Plus, Mueller testifies before Congress.
Faye Dunaway gets the boot from Broadway.
And Ellen Barkin says Captain Kangaroo was a real jerk. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Wepa!
Wepa indeed. Feast of Fun is made possible because of fabulous people just like you. Thank you. Become a member and support this show at feastoffun.com/plus.
San Juan is burning. You think that with all these villains that are involved in running Puerto Rico right now, my hometown, my home island, the island of enchantment, you think that when these Legion of Dooms got together and discussed their evil ways of how they're going to screw people over, they wouldn't do it on Snapchat or something?
Do it on something that can be deleted, or, well, even with Snapchat, you can still, like, do screen grabs and stuff, right?
That's pretty much what happened. And Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, just basically started laughing and ridiculing all the people of Puerto Rico. And if you shot my political rival, San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz,
The mayor of San Juan.
The mayor of San Juan, you would be doing me a great favor.
Mm-hmm.
And just this, all this, like, really unsavory stuff. And Puerto Ricans are describing it as Hurricane Maria Part 2, only this time with TV and power and 24-hour news.
Well, because it's really shaking the island, right?
Yeah. It's after a week, 500,000 people are marching in the streets surrounding the Capitol building, the governor's mansion, demanding the hashtag Ricky resign.
500,000 people. What's the population of Puerto Rico? Is it only like 2 million or something? Like,
well, it's about the size and the density of Connecticut, but five times the GDP of Connecticut.
Oh, so it's
Puerto Rico brings a lot more money than you would think.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's talking about, oh, Puerto Rico's broke and all this stuff. There's money coming in. It's just being mishandled.
And it's more than Connecticut.
Because
you think
of Connecticut
as being a very affluent state. But I think Connecticut's one of those states where a lot of rich people live, but they don't necessarily earn their money there. Or they know how to hide it well.
Let's talk about people in the mainland, because Puerto Rico is part of the United States. During Hurricane Maria, there was a study revealed that half of Americans don't consider or even understand that Puerto Ricans are American citizens. And so when talking about Puerto Rico in the news, the American media usually talks about them in the third person and not as part of the United States. Mm-hmm. And there's also this fear that's bubbling under the surface that if Americans realize all it takes is 500,000 people to surround the building, and that's the end of Trump. That's the end of any corrupt politician.
Well, we'll see. I mean, the Mueller report and Mueller testifying before Congress, and it still seems as though nothing's changed and nothing's any different, even though he thinks that, like, the president did commit crimes, but you can't try him because he's the president. But you have to wait until he gets out of office. I mean, he said that.
He's never going to get out of office. Trump will die in the White House if it suits him. And
well,
I say, give him what he wants sooner than later. But in terms of the way American media, besides mispronouncing Ricky Martin's name, because his name, the pop star from the 1990s, you know, living La Vida Loca, shaking the bonbon, he was, I guess, has become kind of a slur word with conservatives in Puerto Rico. And of course, the governor's name is Ricky. So that may have been,
oh,
they're sort of like, you know, sissying him up and stuff.
And the hashtag is renuncia Ricky.
Yeah. So
renounce Ricky, resign Ricky.
So Ricky Martin has called out, and, you know, at being a father of three children and being married to a man has a way of making you go from Republican and conservative to very mm-hmm. liberal and progressive. Mm-hmm. And Ricky Martin's just saying the Puerto Ricans are done with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're done.
Ricky Martin, we don't know that he's a Republican, but he did perform for George Bush.
He campaigned for George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. He performed at his inauguration.
Yes.
So he was also campaigning still in for somebody at the closet he was in at the time. So he presented to the world mm-hmm. as if he was a Republican. Mm. And, you know, in terms of Puerto Rico's circumstances, you know, a lot of queer news media are asking, why should we care? And I'm like, because a gay man and the homophobic and sexist slurs that mm-hmm. were part of this bombshell of a group chat that was released to the public was front and center. And there's a lot of solidarity in people demanding the resignation mm-hmm. of Governor Rosselló with LGBT rights and people and equality. And so you're seeing a lot of rainbow flags flown mm-hmm. next to black and white Puerto Rican flags, which is kind of, you know, the a symbol of urgency, like right. distress.
Well, also too, you know, because he did say so many disparaging things against, you know, gay people, that it was like, you know, you have to get out there and be like, listen, we're here. We are the people. You're the governor. You're supposed to be taking care of all of your people.
And so, you know, a lot of news media sort of been posting pictures of Ricky Martin riding the top of a truck, mm-hmm. waving a Puerto Rican and rainbow flag hybrid. Right. As, you know, he basically got two flags together and he's flying them together. Mm-hmm. And they're like, he's proud. You know, I'm like, this is not a pride parade. This is a political revolution where some of the top stars in the world have gotten out of their luxury mansions and flown back to Puerto mm-hmm. Rico to inhale tear gas alongside protesters. 500,000 people for over a week.
Mm.
And it's working,
right? And so your criticism is that they're downplaying that this is a political revolution, and they see Ricky Martin carrying a gay flag, and so it's just like it's a gay pride celebration.
They're literally saying like proud to be gay, Ricky Martin, and I'm like,
well, you can be proud to be gay, but they're not reporting on why he's doing that particular action.
All I can tell is Here TV, I can tell Queerty, I can tell Toll Road, pan out. Because he's riding on the top of a truck uh-huh. and it looks like he's on a pride parade right, float, right? For some truck company. But no, the reason he's on the truck is because there are 500,000 people surrounding him.
And he doesn't want to be down there with the common folk.
Well, it's a safety issue for him. He's one of the top stars in the world. Bad Bunny's alongside mm-hmm. with him. You having a lot of A-list Puerto Rican entertainers, Lin-Manuel Miranda mm-hmm. from, you know, Hamilton. They're all saying, your time is up, Rosselló.
Mm-hmm. Well, and he said it's up, right?
It is up. He's done. And so Rosselló said, I'm not running again.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, we're taping this at 10:30 p.m. Central Time. It's 11:30 in Puerto Rico. And Rosselló has been announced by the news media that he's going to resign. But he's not presented the video that he allegedly recorded earlier saying, you know, basically, I'm not a crook, mm-hmm. Nixon style, and, you know, arrivederci, and I'm out of here. And I'm thinking, Rosselló, right now, the governor of Puerto Rico, just like Trump, they've gotten rid of him politically. They're mm-hmm. done. He's out. And the next step is to put him in prison. Because if you don't put these kind of crooks in prison, you're just guaranteeing. The reason that we're dealing with Trump today is because we didn't put Nixon in prison. And so now we're wondering if he's just, you know, stalling for time while he escapes in his submarine or something.
Well, because we don't know where he is, right?
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know where he is right now. Well, he was screenshot filming in his governor's mansion a farewell video. And we don't know the contents of that video yet. It's not been released to the public. But I'm assuming that Rosselló is being escorted out of the grounds underground into a safe, secure area where he cannot be beheaded.
Because you have 500,000 very angry people. Because,
yeah.
You know, remember, this is the guy that was with Trump when Trump was throwing paper towels at them after Hurricane Maria. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a person who has a gross disregard for the well-being of others and only seeks to enrich himself and his buddies.
And I would argue that it's interesting the way we're talking about it here in the United States as if this is not happening in America, which it is, and that it's somehow not going to affect American politics, which it will. And that Trump being like, I'm the best thing to happen to Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And I told him he was wrong. I don't know why he didn't listen to me, you know. And I'm just like, girl, you're next, Trump. So
we'll see.
Let's actually talk to one of our listeners, Pablo Salva. He is a bartender in Puerto Rico. He's very politically active, queer listener, diehard of Feast of
Fun.
For
years, too, right?
For years. Let's get him on the line.
Good evening.
Hi, is this Pablo Salva?
Yes, it's Pablo.
Pablo Salva.
¿Cómo está, Pablo?
Oh, frustrated and pissed off.
¿Por qué?
Waiting. Waiting.
So this is what I think has happened so far, and correct me if I'm wrong, right? Ricardo Rosselló, yeah. Ricky, not Ricky Martin, Rosselló, he's filmed his video saying, I'm not a crook. I love you, Puerto Rico. We'll see you on the flip side, you know, but he's basically resigned. The news media is saying that he's resigned, and now he's buying time to get into a submarine to escape Puerto Rico.
Maybe that is it. We don't know.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but it is there is precedence that he might be worried for his safety and that he's going off to some secure area in other parts of the island or in Miami or Argentina where Hitler lives, you know, who knows?
Who knows? I mean, I'd be scared shitless too, honestly, if I were him.
He does have a security detail, though, I would imagine.
But if half a million of people in Puerto Rico are like, fuck you, asshole, it's like his security detail is like, I'm not taking a bullet for you.
Exactly. We'll throw you up to the wolves. We don't care. We don't get paid enough for you.
So, Pablo, what exactly has been going on? So for the past week, the notes of this group chat where he and his villainous buddies were laughing at the pain and suffering of Puerto Ricans in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria got out for some reason.
Yes. Yes. This whole chat came out.
And in the group chat, Ricky Martin was and there were a lot of sexist and homophobic and violent comments directed at his political opponents, but also a lot of weird, irrational statements about Ricky Martin's sexuality for some reason.
There was bullying comments towards an obese guy. There were misogynistic comments. There was actually one guy who said we should kill the mayor of San Juan.
Carmen Yulis.
Yeah, Carmen Yulín. Ricky's response was, yeah, you'd be doing me a favor, which is
reprehensible.
Mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing how horrendous this is. And there's, you know, all these comments and just, you know, and his response was, oh, I was just blowing off steam. And I'm like, if you need to blow off steam, do what everybody else does. Smoke some weed, have a drink, go get laid.
Is weed legal in Puerto Rico yet?
Medically.
Oh, okay.
Oh, medically. You have medical. That's good. Well, and so...
I mean, I was shocked it happened, but yeah.
So what do you think... why are 500,000 people protesting on the streets now and not, say, during Hurricane Maria, not when Trump was throwing those paper towels? Why do you think now was such a watershed moment for Puerto Rico?
I mean, during Maria, we had bigger issues to attend to, you know, our day-to-day lives. I mean, we were contending that we have no power, we have no water. It was a scramble just to think, hey, where's my next meal going to come from?
So because people have air conditioning now, they can stand out in the streets and in the hot sun or in the bitter rain and demand that Ricky resign.
And what's happened is, you know, in the past couple of weeks, you know, a lot of government corruption has been coming out to light. The Secretary of Education is under indictment right now for stealing $15 million. And all of these things are happening. And suddenly this chat comes out and it was the last straw. I mean, government corruption is nothing new in Puerto Rico. I mean, I've been hearing about it since I was a teenager, and I'm in my mid-30s now, so, you know, for more than 20 years, we've known about government corruption. Mm. Even his father's time, there was corruption. But what changed is the fact that these messages come out, and we say to ourselves, okay, so not only are you stealing from us, you are completely insulting us, and you're making fun of the death toll after Maria, which, you know, touched so many people, including me personally. My grandmother was somebody who died after Maria from what happened.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You know, she died in November. And, you know, it was not a pleasant death. You know, it was just nothing I would wish even on Ricky himself. You know, it was so horrible the way she died.
How did your grandmother suffer?
From lack of good food and, you know, lack of water. You know, my grandmother had some health issues, and, you know, she went to renal failure. You know, she was in the hospital for about a week.
Mm.
And it was just, you know, I mean, I didn't even go to the funeral. I was just so angry, and I didn't want to deal with it. I was like, I can't.
And so a lot of Puerto Ricans had deep losses because of Hurricane Maria. People have been seeing all kinds of irresponsibility, the privatization of roads and bridges and institutions. You're seeing the defunding of healthcare and schools and universities. You're seeing parts of your city, your home, being sold off to oligarchs in faraway parts of the world, in China and Russia and Europe. And you just wonder, like, why is this happening here? Why are we allowing this to happen? Because of greed.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, there has been this whole movement, and you keep seeing all these wealthy people, these oligarchs, as you say, buying up land here in Puerto Rico. And you see all these homes and houses being built to cost millions of dollars. And you say to yourself, who are these houses for? No Puerto Rican can actually afford these houses because we're fucking broke. I mean, the cost of life keeps going up and up. Our water bills, our power bills, everything keeps going up except our salaries. Mm.
Can you give people an idea of how expensive your home right now? It's you, your mom. How many people live in where you live?
It's three of us.
The three people.
It's three of us.
In a home, or is it an apartment?
It's an apartment.
And what's your monthly electric bill? Just let this whopping thing, I mean, it's really high.
Between water and electricity, it's about $600.
Isn't that amazing?
That's crazy. Yeah, I was talking to one person. They said, my dad's house, this is a guy who lives alone. His water bill was $300 for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, that's just unbelievable.
And, you know, it's high. And considering that I'm never home, I'm always at work. I work 5 days a week. I'm never home.
Mm.
And that's just a tip of the iceberg there.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a sentiment in Puerto Rico that we are part of the United States. We are American citizens.
Yes.
But
yes,
we hear the news media, we hear politicians talking about us in third person as if we were somehow foreigners.
Yeah.
And so when you hear Republicans talking about how we need to secure our borders, you think, like, does that include me?
Mm-hmm. A couple of days ago, you know, I've been scrolling Facebook constantly, you know, since this whole shebang started. I'm the kind of person who I'll be on Facebook for 5 minutes and I'm like, I'm done, I'm bored. Let me look at real life. But, you know, I've been scrolling constantly. And a friend of mine posted, you know, this report that came out, and, you know, the whole comments from Americans saying, oh, we need to deport them. Don't these people have jobs? You know, talking about the protests. And I'm like, where's your education? Because we are American citizens. My passport is an American passport. I can come in and out of the mainland any day I want, as long as I can afford it. But, you know, and so can you come down here on a vacation anytime you want. We are American soil. We are part of you. We may not be a state, but we are a part of you. And it's horrendous how people forget this fact. And we're not asking for special treatment at all. We just want to be treated equally, the same that everybody asks for. Nothing more, nothing less, because we do contribute to the states.
Honey, we're paying taxes. Now, in terms of solidarity, one thing that struck me, which is very inspiring, is seeing a rainbow flag, many rainbow flags, being flown alongside the Puerto Rican flag, the black and white Puerto Rican flag, and the Grito de Lares, which is a symbol of Puerto Rican independence and political resistance. As a gay man living in San Juan, it must be extremely thrilling to see that.
To me, this is just so beautiful. Never in the history of Puerto Rico has we all come together in such a way. We're not seeing political parties. We're not seeing religious groups. We're not seeing the LGBT community. We're not seeing all these different sectors. We're seeing everybody come together for this. You know, we have had marches and protests before, but it's always that one little sector of people going to protest. But right now, it's everyone. We're all coming together. And it's beautiful. I never expected to see this in my lifetime, that we stand as one. And I'm so proud to be Puerto Rican right now.
Mm.
Especially of things I've heard. You know, a friend of mine, also a bartender, he works in Old San Juan. And he had this French guy come in and, you know, he's saying, I'm so blown away about how you guys are coming together to protest, how beautiful it is. You know, you're not being violent. You're being very vocal and very artistic in the way that you're protesting. And it's just something to, you know, take in awe of how you guys are doing this.
And the French know how to protest, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is weird to see American citizens protesting their government and kicking out the main leader. And that's the thing, like, I think CNN, you know, all the gay media, all the straight media, cable news, conservative, liberal, progressive, you name it, they don't see this as American citizens are overthrowing their government.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly, to me, the point I want to drive home to the listeners. This is your country. This is your backyard. This is your people.
Well, and you know what? I think here in the United States, we can get a lot of inspiration from Puerto Rico. There's a lot of corruption, like you say, and there's a lot, some things that they certainly get wrong. But, you know, they have universal health care in Puerto Rico. You can go to college for basically, how much does it cost to go to college in Puerto Rico? Is it free or next to nothing?
Well, compared to, you know, the public university, well, even the private universities compared to the ones in the States are extremely cheap.
And then everybody has, you don't have to buy like some kind of crazy car insurance because every car comes with car insurance.
The government provides minimum coverage with the vehicle sticker.
No, we do have to pay for car insurance, but it's not as insanely expensive as in the States. I would know. I did live in the States. I did have a car.
But it's also required that you have to have insurance in Puerto Rico, right? Like every car that's on the road has insurance. So you're not going to get hit by somebody who doesn't have insurance and then having to end up paying a bunch of crazy money.
Oh, look, and the message is up.
Yeah.
Guys?
What? What's going on?
Oh, is it up?
Oh, the message is up.
Should we should we pause and get back when he...
Definitely.
Okay, we'll call you back. Hello?
Yes!
Ole, 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 ole. Ole. It's like
happy
I was
ole.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I feel like I'm watching a soccer match.
We won. The people won.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
For those of us who don't speak Spanish very well, what did he say?
Okay. I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version because it was all a lot of
him wagging
his dick.
What'd you say? He was wiping his dick?
He was wagging his dick. Basically, he spent the first part of it saying, I did all of this for Puerto Rico. I did so much. Yes. But after listening to all of you and speak with my family, I'm going to quit.
How are you feeling right now?
I am feeling so relieved. I still want to slap the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah. He's going to jail. He needs to go to jail in order to prevent the next Rosselló, the next Trump, to show up. And then the one that comes after him, he's going to know how to not put his chats on the internet.
I mean, if you're going to say something negative of somebody, do it like we do. Say it to the motherfucking face. Read a bitch.
No, when I talk bad about somebody on Facebook, I assume that they're actually going to see that.
Exactly.
And I'll be like, honey, I would tell it to your face.
Exactly. If that's how you're supposed to do it.
Well, sometimes,
say things.
It's kind of nice if it does get screenshotted and then it's sent to the person you're really mad at.
Which happens.
Wow. I didn't realize I was holding my breath during this past week. And I feel a sense of relief. And part of it is like, since the 2016 election, we've seen the United States crumble into this fascist, racist, ugly monster that's been there all along. And as a Puerto Rican person, my entire life, it's sometimes hard to understand how bigotry manifests itself.
Yes.
And seeing the way Americans were talking about this political revolution that's taking place sort of illustrates to me just how much work we have to do in order to change people's hearts and minds, to have Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico and everywhere in the world to be seen as American citizens.
Yeah. I mean, Puerto Ricans do serve in the U.S. military.
Yeah.
With that, we're fine.
Our dollars are American dollars.
Come die for us.
Yeah.
Come die for us.
Yeah. Who's going to replace Rosselló now? Trump?
Oh, God, no. I'd rather kill myself. No.
Who's
don't that? Even who's joke about him? That. How?
Who's replacing him?
Well, according to Succession, it's going to be the Secretary of Justice, Wanda Vasquez. But, I've been paying attention, waiting for the message, and she apparently has said that she doesn't want to do it.
So it's a job nobody wants.
Mm-hmm. Apparently so. Well, there are those who do want it, but right now they're not going to say so.
Because and just to sort of explain Puerto Rican politics really quickly, there are three major Puerto Rican parties, but it is still a winner takes all political system. So mathematically, you have two very similar political parties fighting for power, much like in the United States. But they're both parties have American equivalents of the Democrats and Republicans. There are conservatives and progressives in both parties. And so the major distinction between the two major parties and then the independent party is whether our relationship to the United States, whether to keep the status quo as a commonwealth, which means we are
a colony. Let's call it for what it is.
They call it a commonwealth. So we are full American citizens. We just don't have voting rights and we don't have representation in the United States Congress, or becoming full of state of the United States and having full representation. And it seems that discussion, that framing of politics, is a really bad way to proceed because it doesn't address Puerto Ricans' financial issues.
It doesn't represent what truly matters on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. Which is right now we have taxation without representation. And I think, if we want to really frame the political parties besides progressive and conservative, you might want to frame them as the repealing of the Jones Act, which for people who don't are familiar with this is the taxation that preventing international trade in an island economy. Puerto Rico is one of the top 10 busiest ports in the United States. In and out of Puerto Rico. But the reason that Puerto Rico is not a rich port, which is its literal translation, is because of this Jones Act.
Yes. Which basically it says is that any ships that come to Puerto Rico have to come from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get anything direct from any place else. I mean, any fruits and vegetables that from our closest neighbor, the Dominican Republic, has to go to the States first, then come here. So we're paying taxes for that, for it to get to the States and then come here.
Mm-hmm.
So
as a everything consequence, it drives the prices of the cost of living through the roof.
I mean, you just go to the grocery store to buy a couple of things and you end up spending $100 on just buying a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go without going to the grocery store for a few weeks, when you do go, you can spend about $300 or $400 on groceries. But just a basic grocery shopping every couple of weeks, you'll spend over $100 on just a few items.
Now, Pablo, did you participate in any of the protests in the past week, or you had friends that were tear gassed?
Yes. I personally did not go to the protests between one thing or the other. You know, I work a lot. But I do, you know, a lot of my friends, you know, basically everybody I know did go.
Was the hookup app scene good? Like when you launched, you know, Grindr, Scruff, where you're like, hey, baby, do you think a riot's going to break
out? I don't even know. I haven't even been trying to hook up lately.
Why not?
I've been so out of it. I don't know. I've been trying to concentrate on other things lately.
But part of it is like, you know, I think about like ACT UP and in the early 90s, and part of that was that protesting was very exciting for people, and you know, the tension, people getting together and they're on in the streets. There's going to be a lot of sex happening tonight.
Mm-hmm. There's like a lot of babies being made, and all the boys are going to be David after a new patron saint, David Bignode. Who's Louisiana reporter David Bignode. I don't even know how to say his last name. All I know is that he's from Louisiana. He's gay. He's fucking gorgeous, and he's been here on Ground Zero reporting since day one.
I've seen him. He's a daddy. Yeah, from Louisiana. Yeah, I've seen him. He's been all over social media, sort of explaining the significance of the protest to American mainland citizens.
Yeah, and he was here for Maria too. You know, he should just be the governor now.
So, Carmen, what I'm mispronouncing her last name, but the San Juan's Lin. Governor, mayor. Sorry, she's running for mayor in 2020.
No, she's planning on running for governor 2020.
Yeah,
and she'll probably win. People really like her, don't they?
But you don't you don't have a lot of faith in her as a leader.
Not at all. She is very disingenuous.
Oh,
she
really?
She is somebody who, she'll say whatever she needs to say to make people like her. She doesn't really express her own personal beliefs.
This is Carmen Yulín Cruz.
Oh, because people really liked her because she was so anti-Trump.
She was a nasty woman. She wore a nasty woman t-shirt. She's standing up to Trump.
She was fabulous for the Americans, But here, we all know the truth. You know, she was doing all this anti-Trump nasty woman shit trying to save Puerto Rico, but then you would come to San Juan and it was a fucking shithole, and you're like, you're the mayor, why are you not taking care of your people? It was mind-blowing to me. You're the mayor of the capital, and that's what really gives people hope, and it's a fucking shithole.
Other places not in Puerto Rico are getting more attention. Because they're not seeing the results that are happening, or is it part of it is that there's evidence that she's also corrupt
she
as left well.
It, she abandoned it. She abandoned it just for the press of I'm saving Puerto Rico, but she abandoned San Juan.
How did she abandon San Juan?
I mean, you would see the streets still littered with debris from the trees and everything, and the roads were a mess.
So she was an ineffective leader in taking care of cleanup efforts after Hurricane Maria.
Exactly. She decided, let me save Puerto Rico, let me be there for the cameras, and not do her actual job.
So where do we go from here? What's a solution? How do we fight cynicism? It bothers me, and this is part of the reason that, like, I have a very mixed relationship with my own culture as a Puerto Rican, is that there's this there's this machismo, this sexism, this homophobia that seems to have been really challenged and successfully toppled to some degree this past week. But there's a lot of cynicism still, and I listen to it in the political discourse of the news coverage, is this idea, and I see this in Americans as in the United States, mainland citizens, that all politicians are crooked, that politics in itself is corrupt, and no government is the best government, which is something, you know, a Republican, an oligarch wants you to think, because then the oligarchs become the de facto government, the leadership. How do we overcome this cynicism?
To me, it's about really listening to people who are running for government, really taking a look at who they are, not just taking it for granted, not looking at what party they're running for, but actually listening to them and paying attention because when you just vote under the party system, this is what happens.
But Puerto Ricans love the same. Mira, you're not listening. We do.
Loco baja de cuftas y mira.
You're not listening to me. Part of it is like, you know, in terms of an island culture, things can get really intense. My friend Vivacious, she says, Jamaicans are Klingons. They were very hot-blooded and passionate. And I think, you know, Caribbean culture to some degree is very strong.
Yes.
No matter where you are in the world, if you're from, you know, Puerto Rico, so you can say Boricua, people get all excited, you know?
Oh, yes. Yes, we do. I mean, I remember when I was living in Miami, one day I'm at Starbucks because, you know, I needed some caffeine in me. Yeah. And suddenly I realized one of the baristas is Puerto Rican, from Puerto Rico, you know, and, you know, and we're like, once we saw each other, we're like, dude, so excited. And we just started spouting very Boricua things to each other just randomly. And we were like doing it because, you know what, only he and I would understand each other. But yeah, we're very hot-blooded people. We're very warm and loving. And, you know, we just get excited about everything. We're like children that way.
And we've started to make inroads in fighting homophobia and fighting sexism. Listen to the politicians that are wanting to fight cynicism. There are Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in San Juan, Puerto Rico, in Puerto Rico right now. They're their equivalents. Listen to these women. Listen to these men. Yes. And do not trust anyone who tells you both parties are the same.
Exactly.
if that's Lady Bunny, Lady Bunny likes to say that. I'm like, Lady Bunny, you're just flat out wrong.
Well, in some parts, she actually is correct. In many ways, the Democrats are exactly like some of these
Republicans. That message, yes, of course, you know, from a distance, we are all the same.
Eternal wars, lack of health care, schools that we pay too much money for, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. That's both Democrats and the Republicans.
And how did we get rid of Ricardo Rosselló? Did we get rid of it because the Independent Party did something? Did we get rid of it because the guy with the hat? The pro-Commonwealth Party, right? The Populares. Yeah. Did they do something? No. Did the pro-statehood party do something? No. It was the people getting into the streets and surrounding the Capitol and saying, time's up. That is how we're going to get rid of Trump. Mm. That is what it's going to take.
I think it's really interesting that he waited till like midnight to basically to resign. Why not earlier in the day? Did he do it at this hour? Because most people are going to be asleep. Did he think like, because people are up late at night still protesting, right?
People dancing in the streets.
Those streets are still full. Mm.
So he did it because he could have waited till tomorrow. He's just like, listen, let these people go to bed tonight. I mean, what was the reasoning behind it so late?
Only he would know for that one. Maybe he was getting his submarine ready. I don't know. Maybe he was.
I would like to think of him, you know, trying to hide in plain sight by dressing up as
What if he dressed as a woman? Yeah. Drag. Like, nobody's going to recognize me as a pretty lady.
And they're like, is that Anita Nazario? Is that Anita Nazario?
I'm going to have to look it up for you guys. I mean, somebody made a meme. You know, when he was asked who supports you, somebody made a meme of different pictures of him with different hairdos, saying these are the people who support him. Last one is him in a beautiful long brown hair with makeup on.
Aww.
And I'm like, he makes such a horribly ugly woman.
Yeah,
maybe he just doesn't know how to do makeup.
Well, and you know, we want to stray from transphobia, and you know, it bothers me sometimes. Like when people criticize Vladimir Putin, the Russian oligarch and president, by sort of force feminizing him, putting him in makeup, you know. And to me, it's like it's stemming from this idea that taking a powerful, corrupt politician, a male politician, and feminizing him is a way of sort of knocking him down, which is an attack not just on transgender people, but also on women.
Yes, this is true. This is completely true. Being a woman does not make you any less in any way, shape, or form.
And that's what's so exciting about all this stuff. And I have a lot of hope in my heart is Ricky Martin. Mm-hmm. I don't want entertainers as politicians. I don't want, you know, but it would be really, it's great to seeing a lot of these rich, you know, entertainers getting out of their mansions, getting out of their comfort zones. You know, Bad Bunny canceled his European tour. He got out of a hotel, a 5-star hotel in Europe, to go inhale tear gas.
Exactly. I mean, I hate his music. Completely and entirely, not a fan at all whatsoever.
You don't like him, like Cardi B, that's a fun song.
I like her part.
Ah, you're like, you skip forward when he starts rapping.
Yep, basically. Since basically every single song he sings, he sings in the exact same way.
Daddy Yankee, he was a hardcore Republican, and now he's he's progressive at least in this aspect.
I mean, there are those who did show up, and, you know, I give them props. And, you know, Bad Bunny, he did cancel concerts, and he came here, which says a lot, unlike J-Lo.
Yeah, I'm like, J-Lo who?
I'm like, bitch, I know it's your fucking birthday tour, but get your ass over here. Bad Bunny has less money than you, and he canceled concerts.
So he's not actually resigning until the 2nd of August. So he still has some time to shift things around a little bit.
They need to carry him out in a cage. Like King Kong. You know, say, drag him out and have Beatrice, his wifey, there as Fay Wray in a nightgown. And chains, honey. It's like, I'm not going to arrest until Rosselló is in jail. That's my thing. It's like, let's put pressure on that.
Yeah. And, you know, it will happen.
Yeah.
You know, the report did come out today. You know, they were, you know, they had this panel, you know, studying the Telegram chat, you know, looking to see if there was anything illegal in it. And yeah, they did find 5 things in there that, you know, were completely illegal.
Oh, honey, he's going to jail. Mm-hmm. If they really want to,
well, can Trump pardon him?
He could. We'll see.
Could he?
If it benefits Trump, but Trump's already, you know, disavowing him, so it ain't gonna happen.
Exactly. Ain't gonna happen.
You know, there's a song that Ricky Martin sings called "Raza Raza de Mil Colores." It's a race of a million colors. Celebrating the diversity of the Puerto Rican people. He says, somos leña de un mismo fuego. We are one log in the same fire.
Is that the right translation?
I'm trying to translate this correctly. Yeah, y la voz is. De un it mismo is. Cantar. We are the voice of the same song. Mm-hmm. Ay bendito. Yes. Oh my goodness. De mis raíces, que orgulloso puedo estar. Of my roots, I am so proud. Ay, bendito, oh my goodness. De mi raza, que orgulloso puedo estar. It's an ode to the beauty and diversity of the humanity of the world and of Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing people on Facebook is exploding. People are sharing all sorts of things. Felicidades, boricuas. Hoy el mundo entero habla de nuestro valor. Que grande eres, Puerto Rico. For the listener.
Very good, Mark.
You're what? Thank you.
I don't marry stupid.
the whole world now sees your valor and your will, your might, what you can do.
Girl, I just feel like a change is in the wind. It's hard to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I am so fucking proud. I mean, what a day to be Puerto Rican.
And to be queer. You know, that rainbow flag was flying next to those Puerto Rican flags. I didn't see any other flag. I didn't see an American flag flying next to it. Let's put it that way. nobody was flying those. You know,
we didn't want that one here. At this point in time.
I'm not feeling the love from the mainland right now.
Not right now. Not right now.
What's in the future for you? If shit goes to hell and, you know, everything.
If nothing
happens, what are you going to do?
I'm going to pack my things and I'm going to get the fuck out of Dodge. Because if after all of this that we've accomplished in this week and a half, we end up in 2020 falling back into the same old shit, I'm done.
Fuck old habits bitches. Are hard to break, but you know, the human spirit is unbreakable.
Exactly. And there's only so much I can take about this island, you know, doing this
There's only so many pina coladas you can shake up for your customers and yourself.
Oh, I don't make pina coladas, baby.
No?
I don't have a blender. Nope.
Well, but you are a bartender.
Yes.
And every Puerto Rican has their way of making a pina colada. What's your recipe?
My recipe for pina colada? Mm-hmm. Lots of rum. You know, cooking with drag queen style, lots of rum.
Mm-hmm. Lots and lots of rum.
Mark has a really good trick to making your drink feel boozier than it is.
You load up the straw with more liquor, so the first sip that they take is pure liquor, and they're like, ooh, this is strong. And you're like, mm-hmm.
They never know what hit them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to use the best coconut cream you can find, which usually is Coco Lopez.
Mm-hmm. You don't buy off-brand?
No, baby.
No Goya?
I take care.
You don't get use no. Goya? You got to get your Coco Lopez.
Yes, Coco Lopez. Don't be buying store brand. Don't be buying Goya. You buy the Coco Lopez.
What's wrong with Goya?
There's nothing wrong. It's just not as good.
It's Cuban. That's what's wrong with it. It's a Cuban company. I think Coco Lopez is no longer Puerto Rican owned, but
it's still better than Goya.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And if you're going to do a cocktail, you do it right.
Well, honey, get yourself a drink. You drink your drink.
I don't know how to make coconut, actual coconut cream.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got to buy it made.
Listen, honey, go fix yourself a drink because you earned it.
Oh, honey, I have more than enough liquor in here for all of us.
If the next hurricane hits, you're all ready to go.
Oh, sweetie. After Maria, that's when I finally got to know my neighbors. You know what I did?
What?
I'd be like, here, have some booze. Give me food.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Is that how it was?
That's what I did.
Wow. I had a friend who's like,
I kept my neighbors drunk.
Did you eat any of the iguanas that were running around?
No.
No, I had a friend who did. Like, well, we were
lucky
hungry.
Luckily for me, we always found food. Not easy, but yeah, no having to eat iguanas. And you know what? Tonight calls for some Puerto Rican rum. Mm.
Yes, baby. Drink your. About 80% of the world's rum comes from Puerto Rico.
Ooh, I think I might join you with that.
Yes, it is.
Honey, tomate ese trago.
Well, Pablo, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us and talking to us about what's happening in Puerto Rico. And I think it's, you know, it's a new day for the island. Well, August 2nd will be a new day.
Yeah.
And we'll see where it comes from there. I want to also thank you for your continued support of the podcast over the years. It means a lot to us.
Well, you guys mean a lot to me. I mean, you've been putting out this podcast for 15 years and I've probably been listening for 13.
Wow. An early adopter.
That's right. If you get them young, you're slaves for life. Oh, wait a minute. I was meant to say that privately, not publicly. No!
Sweetie, slavery's been abolished. Yeah. Slavery's been abolished, Fausto.
So who's next? Who's going to get overthrown next?
Trump.
It's Trump's turn, isn't it?
It's Trump's turn.
Yeah.
Woo.
You Americans better get your shit together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we can do it, if we can get our raggedy, beautiful asses together and get rid of Ricky, you guys can do Trump.
Honey, send Ricky Martin to Washington, D.C., honey. Start the revolution. Mm. I'm ready for it. And we heads will roll. Thank you so much, Pablo.
Thank you for having me, guys, and always a pleasure.
Bye, Pablo.
Cuídate ese culo.
Siempre, papi.
Later.
Este culo vale mucho.
I bet.
What did he say about your butt?
He said, this butt costs a lot of money, honey. Mm. You can't afford this. But I can lease it. Well, that's or post exciting.
On Instagram.
Oh my goodness, how exciting is this?
Isn't it? It is a new day.
You know, we're just living so much cynicism, so much sadness, so much darkness, so much bitterness, and to see the people rise up and kick this monster out.
Well, wow. It's so amazing because it's like, you know, we just really, I don't think we get out there and protest enough in this country. You know, it's one of the things I learned from Andy Thayer, who is a political activist here in Chicago and has been on the podcast many, many times, is like, you really have to hold these politicians' feet to the fire and demand change. And especially when you elect somebody like we elected Obama, but yet then we lost marriage equality in California. Prop 8 passed. And so it was one of those things where it's like we got out there, we took to the streets, we rallied, and, you know, eventually a marriage equality did come. Mm-hmm. Of course, it came through the Supreme Court, but I don't think if we got out there and if we didn't show people that what it meant to us, that things wouldn't change. And, you know, we do have this terrible president right now. And I wonder if we got out there and demonstrated more, whether things would change. Would the Democrats move to impeach him? Or maybe are they brilliant and say, you know what, it's just going to be a waste of time. Why even bother? I don't know.
Anybody who tells you being politically engaged is a waste of time is somebody who stands to benefit from your disaffection. So don't listen to those voices, no matter how loud they are, even if they're coming from inside the house. Remember, it's called a political party. It doesn't have to be work. It can be fun. A feast of fun. We want to remind the listeners that Feast of Fun is made possible because of your generous support. We're independent. We are very revolutionary. And we count on your financial money to pay for the internet, to pay for the hosting and the equipment, to make the show possible. So go to feastoffun.com/plus and consider becoming a member, or join us on Patreon for just pennies a serving at patreon.com/feastoffun.
So how excited are you for the Mr. Rogers biopic with Tom Hanks?
It's gonna be gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, you know, anytime, and part of it is I was a child of the free to be you and me generation. I grew up in a time in Puerto Rico where families from all over the world settled on the island. Mm-hmm. I had friends from Hawaii, from India, from China, from Russia, from Germany, from South and North America. And I always thought the rest of the world was like that as a naive little child.
Well, you know, you don't always know what's really up. Because I asked you about Mr. Rogers, too, because it's like Ellen Barkin, you know, the actress. She just tweeted out, "I'm informing you now, Captain Kangaroo told me to go fuck myself."
What?
Sherry Lewis, you know, who Lamb Chop, refused to shake the hand of my then 6-year-old son. Don't try to make a movie about either of those child-hating frauds. And one person tweeted her like, "I worked for Captain Kangaroo in the 60s. I believe you. He wasn't a very nice man."
Oh, shit.
And then somebody else says, "Captain Kangaroo testified against me in a court case when I was 4.
For what?
I don't know. And then somebody else wrote, "I met Sherry Lewis once and found her to be oddly rude." And then somebody else wrote, "I don't want to analyze her, but I had the impression that she resented Lamb Chop's success and she thought she wasn't given enough credit."
Oh, dear.
And people are like, "Please don't leave us hanging. Give us the dirt on Captain." And she's just like, "All in good time, my pretty. All in good time.
My pretties."
I think is amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And I think, you know, in terms of the sentiment of that time period was that diversity was important, that children deserve to be listened to, that children are people, too. It's a bumper sticker my mother put on her car and I have on my car. And it's a reminder that, you know, the meek voices need to be listened to. The marginalized need to be empowered. And I am, you know, it's hard for me to think about it. I know we have other things that we can talk about, but it really is very moving. As somebody who has faced a lot of discrimination in my life, as somebody who doesn't pass for Puerto Rican or American, it's always been a very complicated existence for me as a queer Rican living in the United States, growing up in Puerto Rico. And to me, to see the rainbow flag flying right next to the Puerto Rican flag in what's arguably the biggest political revolution of the 20th century in Puerto Rico.
Well, it's
right
the
21st
now. Century.
21st century was what I meant to say. Is really something extraordinary, and people need to be proud of that, and people need to understand what solidarity means. And I want to see other flags flying alongside that flag. Mm. So it's a, you know, you earned it, honey. You get yourself a pina colada and have a drink.
Enough about Puerto Rico. I want to talk to you about Faye Dunaway. Last but not least, I got to tell you about Faye Dunaway, everybody's favorite mommy dearest, James St. James, who you guys know Party Monster fame. He wrote, full disclosure, Faye Dunaway once threw a stapler at my head. She did not miss. This was at a bookstore I worked at, where she also called me a fucking idiot for not knowing the name of the Spanish poet she couldn't remember. So I assume that took place in New York. So anyway, she's been in rehearsals for Tea at Five, the story of like Katharine Hepburn. It's a one woman show. And I guess she just recently got fired for it because she slapped one of the people that worked for them. They offered her some kind of salad and she threw it on the floor. I was like, that salad is better off on the floor than it is on in my hand. And she was notoriously late for all the rehearsals and she couldn't memorize her lines. So I don't know if she's got some kind of mental impairment, but they were basically feeding all of her lines through an earpiece into her head.
Just like Mae West.
In her later years
in Sextet, mm-hmm. She couldn't remember her lines. So they would feed her lines through an mm-hmm. earpiece. But at that time, it was early technology. So the radio, the police radio would get mm-hmm. crossed. Mm-hmm. And there's footage somewhere of Mae West going like, car 29, there's a robbery in progress mm-hmm. at, you know, Hollywood and Vine or something.
She also insisted that nobody wear white during rehearsals because she thought it was very distracting. And the producers of the show actually, because like she was so erratic, they actually called the Actors Equity Association to see if it was ethical to put somebody like her in front of an audience. Like, does she have the state of mind to actually consent to being in this production?
Wasn't it Faye West who got the Oscars screwed up with the Moonlight,
yes. mm-hmm.
girl,
mm-hmm.
you better get yourself a little vacation.
So when you think you have like some tough coworkers and stuff like that, imagine working with Faye Dunaway.
I have a wonderful coworker. His name is Mark Filian.
Oh, say it again.
Who flawlessly pronounces words in Spanish better than I do.
Oh, gracias.
A la orden, si desorden, sin desorden.
You hate it when I use my Spanish accent, though.
What accent?
Like when I try and sound like I'm from Spain, you're like, you sound like an idiot. You sound like
I would never say that to you.
Yes, you do.
Like, give me an example.
Like,
well, let's hear what you sound like with your españolito.
Sí, como esto. Cuando you do a lisp instead of an S. Or
I heard a rumor mm-hmm. that the reason the, you know, European Spanish speak with it, hablan con un acento así, is because one of the kings had a lisp, mm-hmm. and instead of like trying to deal with it, everybody just changed the way they talked.
That's how the story goes, but who knows if it's true.
I don't think that's true, but it's a weird, it just shows the power of following a bad leader.
Pero sí. Siento que es un lenguaje muy romántico.
Sí, como no. Yo sé lo que son los encantos de mi Borinquen hermosa, por eso la quiero yo tanto, por siempre la llamaré preciosa. We love you, people. Thank you so much for listening to Feast of Fun, the best queer Rican Boricua podcast in the world. The only one, in fact. Thanks. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Filian.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.